This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on this Friday morning. Last week, as the Houston Texans came to town, the Texans had never won a game here in Baltimore, M&T Bank Stadium. So, even with Lamar Jackson being out, we thought this was a game that they could win. We went to that game asking Ed, what has to go wrong for the Ravens to lose that game? You and I both agreed not protecting the football. Mm-hmm. Cooper Rush, 3 turnovers. And I'm not saying that was it, but they didn't protect the football. They didn't do other things as well. So let's reverse it this week. This is a game that you and I expect them to lose. We have not given out official scores yet, but we expect them to lose.
Yeah.
So what has to go right for the Ravens to win?
To win a lot, to make it respectable and not piss me off as much as last week, they have to hold on to the ball. And I don't mean just the obvious with no turnovers. I mean Right. Hold on to the ball time-wise. Yeah. Grind out that clock. Have a really powerful rushing game. Ricard's coming back. I think he makes a huge difference in their offensive attack. Lamar is obviously the most important part of it, but you got to live with what we got. We got Pat Ricard back. He'll handle those defensive ends if they can spring Henry out off tackle. That's what's got to go right. They need a big day on the ground. They have to dominate time of possession. And Frank, just keep the Rams' offense off the field. That's the best way. That's the best defense they're going to have is with a good offense this weekend.
Jeremy, you alluded to you're picking the Ravens in this one. You're picking them why? Because evidently you have things going right.
Well, I mean, it's not just that. Look, this is – I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way that I'm sitting here going, oh, yeah, Ravens. This is just a reverse lock. Like, this is the –
you're the one with a gambling look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It everything feels wrong here.
Do they win the game or do they cover? Which one are you saying?
I like them to cover more than I like them to win, but I'm gonna pick them to win 24-23. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that need to go right. Everything that Ed said, this was funny because as soon as you stopped talking, I was just gonna go, yeah, I'm copying Ed today because that was a good answer. Because it's correct. I mean, when you look at what they have to do, take care of the ball, run the football, control time of possession. Stop giving up a ton of yards on first down to make second, third, and even fourth manageable.
Yeah.
And again, like it comes back to feed the beast. Hopefully Patrick Ricard coming back opens up something because all he needs is a sliver.
That's right.
I
really think he can make a difference because the offensive line's not getting it done. But the return of Ricard, all they need is to neutralize somebody. And they haven't been able to do that.
Yeah,
and by the way,
I'm not telling anybody to go bet the Ravens on the money line or anything like that. I'm just saying, I'm just doing this to put the, foot in the ground, saying this is the spot where everybody's going to be against them again. It was like that last week, and they didn't show up. They were embarrassed last week.
Well, I remember when my cousins Cornell and Darnell, who weren't brothers, by the way,
the L's.
When I was younger, they used to play a game of keep away from me. They were bigger than me. They were stronger than me. I was faster than them, but they used to just out-muscle me and play keep away. That's what the Ravens need to do on Sunday. Play keep away from Puka Nacur and company and say, you're not getting the football. And they have the type of offense that can do that. They just have not done it. They're capable of it. They got to protect the football, number one, not turn it over, and run the football. Don't be afraid to run it on first and second down. And if you got third and short, run it again. Run it until they stop you. And I think sometimes the Ravens run it until they stop themselves. They cannot do that. You have to understand, know your personnel. You don't have Lamar Jackson back there. Make the game as simple as possible for Cooper Rush by running the football.
Remember we had Greg Roman here, and he was the running game specialist before he became the OC?
Yeah.
And it's like, what does that mean? Is he in a tracksuit over there doing the running man just to let Harbaugh know to give the running backs the football so it's not a situation where we're going, hey, why don't we throw it again when you have the best running game in football? And it's weird to see this because they went from being so good in all aspects of football, but clearly the running game being the best part of what they do, mm-hmm. to it being non-existent right now.
Let's go to Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey. Hey, offensive line, they've got to do better, man. You know, they got to run block and pass block and at least give Cooper Rush some time to throw the ball. And on defensive end, tackle. Make some tackles. Don't miss tackles. Blitz all out. Don't sit back in that zone because they got the, you're not going to stop their wide receivers anyway. So go all out. Blitz. Do everything you can. Just balls out, man, because that's the only chance you have. And Jeremy.
Yeah.
$5 meal, man. That'll be good.
Oh, yeah. You're right, man. Well, we got – hold on. Series is over. It's 3-0. Good call on it. Yeah. We'll have to hook up and link up off air.
Julian in West Baltimore. What's up, Julian?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. Yeah, I think the score will be 31-10 Rams. I just think wow. Cooper Rush, I just don't think it's going to happen with him.
31-10?
Yeah, Rams. I think we want the Ravens to win. I love diehard Ravens fan. I just Cooper Rush is not the answer.
Oh, this is not about your rooting interest. This is about just watching football, man. I don't question your rooting interest over your pick. Other people do that. My prediction does not determine who I'm rooting for. It's just determined based on what I see, and I'm with him. I don't see the Ravens winning this game. Shovels at 8:45. We'll give out our official predictions on the other side. NFL Week 6 picks on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Time for our NFL Week 6 predictions. We all had Philly last night, so we lost that one. Jeremy, 9:30 game. Broncos versus Jets. Who you got?
The Jets are going to get their first win at some point this season. They ain't going to be there. They're going to lose. Denver wins. Denver going to win.
I got Denver in this one, too. Actually, I have Denver big. I think Denver wins big in this one.
They're favored by over a touchdown, right?
I'm not surprised. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm going with Denver. I just don't. I think Denver's a good team, and the Jets are a terrible team. So there's no way the Jets should win this game. So they probably will.
1 o'clock game, Dallas at Carolina, Ed.
I'm going with the Panthers. I just think they're better than people think. Certainly better than I thought they were going to be. I thought they were going to be the least of the NFC South, but they're not. They're actually decent. So
they were the team I thought would take a huge step forward, and after week one, I said, I'm sorry.
No, you got to let it breathe. I think it could be. I think it could still be in last place in the NFC South and still improve. I think both could happen.
I think that's what's going to happen, actually, yeah.
But they'll improve, though. And I think part of the improvement will be beating Dallas Sunday.
Who you got?
Jeremy?
No, who you got?
I just said part of the improvement will be beating Dallas on Sunday.
Okay, but you didn't make it official. It's got to be if you guys say
it's official. Carolina wins the game.
Well, none of us are getting Christmas gifts from Rashawn. Give me the Panthers. The Panthers.
The Panthers. Arizona at Indianapolis. Jeremy.
The Indianapolis Colts win this one. Indianapolis. Thanks, Murray.
I don't know what's going on with Kyler Murray. Because of that, I'm going with Indianapolis. Ed.
I'm going Indy because I just think they're a good team now. And I think Daniel Jones found a home. This goes to show you if you protect a guy, what he can do. He's better than I thought. And that's a good team. I'm going Indy.
I hope D. Mercado doesn't get another yard the rest of the year. That guy can kiss my ass.
Seattle at Jacksonville, Ed.
I'm going with the Duval County folks there. I'm going with Jacksonville. Home game. I think they're a good team now. Seattle's coming,
They're banged up, too.
They're banged up, coming 4,000 miles to play Jacksonville at a 1 o'clock game. I'm going Jacksonville.
I'm going Jags all the way on this one. I think the Jags, improvement from last year, I'm not completely sold, but it's set up for them, like you said, with Seattle coming to the right side. Jeremy.
I got
to
say the offensive genius, and I think he's a genius, Liam Cohen, has stolen my heart. Duval. Give me Jacksonville. Yeah.
Chargers at Miami, Jeremy.
I'm taking Miami. I think they win this game as an underdog.
Ooh, what you talking about?
The Chargers. What are the Chargers? I mean, we thought they were good.
I think they're pretty
banged up too.
Yeah,
I think they're good, and I think they're good enough to beat Miami, even though they're coming from left to right.
1 o'clock game on the East Coast, baby.
Yep. Ed. I'm going with the Chargers as well. They are very banged up. Running back, left tackle. I mean, they're just. They're hurting, but I'm still going to go with the Chargers. I just think Miami stinks.
For a squirting?
Cleveland at Pittsburgh. Edward.
I'm going with Pittsburgh as much as it pains me. Of all the teams in our division, I hate Pittsburgh the most, but I'm going to have to go with Pittsburgh. Cleveland's traveling a long way, and Pittsburgh's been rested and prepared for this, and they're home, and they hate each other, so I'm going Steelers.
Despite what Lee Sterling says, I think this game is closer than you think, but I got Pittsburgh winning it.
That's what I feel. I think it's close.
Yeah, I think it's close.
I don't. I agree with what Lee said, because the more and more you look at it, the travel to London to come back to play this team, it's a rookie starting. This is his first true road game.
Yeah.
And the Steelers are coming off the bye. So this is where the Steelers have a chance to tell everybody, you don't believe in us, we're going to beat this team by 2 scores.
Yeah.
But their defense has to show up. I like the Steelers.
Jeremy, New England at New Orleans.
Yeah, I was trying to find every reason to take New Orleans here. By the way, I think this is an absolute shootout on Sunday. But give me New England to win.
I'm taking New England as well.
New England's a better team. I'm taking the Saints just because it's a better uniform.
Tennessee.
I'm taking New Orleans.
At Las Vegas.
Las Vegas is less bad than Tennessee. So I'm going with the Raiders.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a game of
battle of the inept.
Yeah, I guess I take the home team, even though is Vegas really a home team advantage? Is that a home field advantage? I'm going with Vegas.
Yeah, take Mr. Wendell's sorry ass home. Vegas is going to spank Tennessee this weekend. Tennessee coming off with that first victory. And the other thing with this too, I was looking up Jeffrey Simmons' contract stuff because he was another guy that I think would be an interesting trade piece for a team. He's got a lot of money left on that deal. So,
Jeremy, I took Las Vegas over Tennessee because those are the only two teams to choose from in that game.
Yeah.
Cincinnati at Green Bay, Jeremy.
Yeah, Joe Flacco's there now, and it doesn't matter. Give me Green Bay.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go get the 40-year-old because you suck, Browning.
I tell you, I'm taking Green Bay, but if Flacco lights them up, I'm going to enjoy it a lot. There's a lot to root for a 40-year-old guy on his sixth team or whatever.
He's got weapons.
How many teams has he been on? Is it six?
Eight!
Wow. Is it eight? Jets, Denver, Jets, three AFC North teams.
I'm going
Indy.
Green Bay, too, by the way. Is that a record for Super Bowl MVPs?
Oh, the Eagles, that's right.
Gotta be, right?
That's gotta be a record for Super Bowl MVPs. It has to be. Eight teams. Ed, San Fran at Tampa.
I'm going to ride with the Buccaneers. They're playing at home. They've been playing well, and Baker has been winning from behind. So I'm going with the Bucs.
Come on, Ed. I'm going Bucs too. You guys are going with the Bucs?
I'm going Bucs too.
It's unbelievable. San Fran's got 10 days rest, and they're coming off a huge win. I'll take Tampa Bay.
All right. What about Detroit, Jeremy, at Kansas City?
So let me lay it out for you. Lee was kind of talking about it. Detroit, revenge game here for Kansas City after getting knocked off in week one last year. Detroit's starting cornerbacks are all banged up. It's back-to-back road games for Detroit. Chris Jones deleted his Twitter because everybody was making fun of him for that effort on that Jacksonville play. Remember I told you, he just stood there.
Yeah.
He deleted his social media because he got so angry at fans that were sending him messages. He shows up big. I think he's the reason they win that game. Kansas City wins. I think they win by a touchdown.
I got Kansas City beating Detroit also. I agree with you. A little bit of a wake-up call for them, that primetime game like that. Ed Norris.
I'm going with the Lions. On the road, as slight underdogs. I just think they're a better football team.
And you just like their den.
They do like the Lions' den. It's the best. But I'm going with the Lions.
Los Angeles Rams at the Baltimore Ravens. Ed Norris, give me a winner and a score.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I don't know what the hell is going to happen here, but I'm going to go Los Angeles, unfortunately, by a big margin. I'm going to go 30-17 Rams.
30-17?
Yep.
I'm similar to that. I'm going Rams 31-20.
I'm going to be the only guy. I'm going to do it. I'm going to send it. It's a full send here. Doesn't make any sense. You look at that, you go, okay, why wouldn't they kick their ass? Everything's going in their advantage. Extra days, all this stuff. It's the reverse lock. It's like when Tarik Skubal's pitching against Joe Blow, and Joe Blow comes out and has the game of his life.
Right.
Yeah, he got drafted in the seventh round, that Blow kid. So I'm taking the Ravens, 24-23.
There you go. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this fantastic feel-good Friday. Ravens getting ready for week 6. 1 o'clock kickoff at M&T Bank Stadium. Lamar Jackson still out this week. They go up against the Los Angeles Rams. And the Rams are, what, 7.5-point favorites, Jeremy?
Yes.
Right now, as we stand, which is huge for the Ravens at home. Shovels at 8:45, but on the other side, we'll take a look at the MLB playoffs. We got some elimination games. Got everything going on up next on The Fan.
The 0-1. Swing at a broken bat. Comebacker. Kirkering knocks it down. Picks it up. Throws wildly home to the backstop. And the season is over. The Dodgers rushing out past Orion Kirkering, who stands with his hands on his knees, bent over. JT Realmuto puts an arm around him. Nick Castellanos does as well. And Kirkering, who had an easy out at first base. And the Phillies season has come to an end.
That's courtesy of Phillies Radio Network. And you're right, Orion Kirkering had an easy play at first base. He bobbled it. He panicked. And the Dodgers, for the third consecutive year, reached the NLCS. They walk it off in crazy fashion, 2-1 in 11 innings. That is the definition of panic right there. There was no reason to come home. You had plenty of time to get the runner out at first base, inning over.
He had more time to get the runner out at first base than you did going home. And it's just, you get put in those situations. I don't know how many times, and why is it, like, for a pitcher, anything that's out of the ordinary, throwing over to first when you're pitching, pitching to the catcher, whatever pitch you're throwing. But when it comes to fielding and throwing some, I got to go home. How the hell is it that you can throw that hard from that distance, and then when you're 10 feet away from a guy, you throw it over into the stands? Like, how does that even happen?
Yeah.
But Kirkring's been so good for them this year, and they relied on him twice in big spots, and he let him down.
Didn't Knobloch have that problem one time?
Well, Knobloch just couldn't. Yeah, he had the yips.
Those Steve Sachs had it too.
Yeah.
And that Pirates pitcher that couldn't. One of the Pirates announcers now. Can't remember his name. He was one of the first guys that really talked about.
I know. It was a Braves pitcher that had it.
No, this is the Pirate.
The Braves pitcher had it too. He converted to outfielder.
Are you thinking of Rick Ankiel?
Yeah.
I think Cardinals, I think, but I get it.
Right, yeah.
But this was whoever the Pirates color guy is, the pitcher there, he's the one that had the yips. One of the first guys to have it. Everybody talked about, like, what's going on with him?
Yeah, Ankiel melted down in the playoffs.
Steve Blass,
yeah. Remember, Ankiel melted down in the playoffs, in the postseason.
Oh, yeah.
He just couldn't find a plate at all. I mean, it was the weirdest thing. It was big because I was living down in South Carolina at the time, and that was like all people were talking about.
I remember when the Twins had a catcher, and he had a hard time throwing it back to the pitcher.
So yeah, that was a movie.
He would just read the lingerie catalog, and he would talk about the lace and how soft it was, and it would calm him down.
It was a movie.
It was?
That was a movie. Yeah.
Okay.
I knew when you said Twins. Other National League game, and now going game five, back to Milwaukee, Brewers Cubs. That's how that series should end.
It's a virtual pick 'em tomorrow. In the Brewers Cubs, 7.5 total. Looking at the pitching, it just makes you wonder, like, okay, let me see if they've released who's going to pitch, because I think there were some questions of what was going to happen. But like we were talking about it with our PDs from Detroit, and he's going to be there when, if the Tigers are able to win, he's going to be in Detroit and be able to watch them lose to the Blue Jays. if Detroit goes, they're not going to be able to use Scooble until at least game three.
I know.
And then it means either you're pitching them on short rest or you're hoping for a game seven and having the ultimate trump card there with Scooble. I think Seattle has a better shot at beating Toronto just because of their pitching. But in the long and short of it here, this is going to be a fun game today. 5.5 total. 5.5. It's the lowest total I've ever seen in a baseball game. I've seen 5.5s, but...
That's really low.
And there's nothing. It's not wind.
No bad weather, nothing.
It's nothing. They're in a dome. Everything's controlled.
No,
it's just
there's definitely no bad weather.
George Kirby, Tarik Skubal. Yeah. And I don't know. Like I
couldn't
think
be
the,
better.
I think the Cubs are gonna win tomorrow, man.
I think the Mariners win tonight. I think the Mariners win tonight. I think Brewers win tomorrow.
Yeah, they still haven't announced their pitchers. I hate you guys. I hate the Cubs and the Brewers. Just announce your damn pitchers. How do we have lines on the game and nobody knows who the pitcher is?
And I got to go with Mariners and Brewers winning because that was my post-trade deadline World Series pick.
Okay.
So I got to go with that.
I like, right now, I think Toronto's going. Did I pick them? I think I did pick Toronto. Toronto and Philly, I think, was my
Your post-All-Star break. Yeah, your post-trade deadline pick was, that was it. So one of your teams is out.
Yep.
What's up with Philly, man? Why is it that they cannot? They are arguably the second most talented team every year. When you talk about the Dodgers, and it was because they go up against the Dodgers all the time?
Maybe, but I mean, they lost Zach Wheeler this year, and that's your guy. That's who would have been, and Sanchez was great last night. He was good in game one, too. But Wheeler's your guy. That's the shutdown guy that you send out there, and he's like, he's just going to shove it, and you guys aren't going to do anything. I can't believe the Mets had all those pitchers, and he was my favorite out of all of them.
Man, can you imagine being a sports junkie in Philly this morning?
No.
Man, your baseball team gets eliminated and your football team gets doubled up on national TV when you're the favorites.
Well, it could be worse. You could have a slow burn in Baltimore. That's worse.
I don't know.
Hold on. You talk about a bad baseball team for 6 months and see how you feel at the end of it.
Yeah, I just think I think Joe said it. At least we're not working in Philly. I could just imagine Philly radio today.
Today, you're talking about one singular day and maybe carrying over in the next week or two.
Yeah.
This stuff has been all year for us.
No. I'm talking about this being – Joe's right. To do radio in Philly today is – our worst day doesn't compare to what it's like to do radio in Philly today. Everybody is there. I bet they want Bryce Harper out of town today. That's just how Philly is.
Yeah, he went over last night.
Why would you re-sign Kyle Schwarber? He left runners on base last night. That's the type of conversations that's going to be had in Philadelphia. I mean, Robbie Thompson.
Right.
Everything is
bad enough that they're reigning Super Bowl team got blown out by a division rival.
Doubled up
by a team that
was still in first place, though.
I know. They got embarrassed by the New York Giants. Mm-hmm. Scadabo beat their brains in almost single-handedly. I couldn't believe what I was watching.
I got CTE from watching him run.
Carrying people into the end zone. Linebackers bouncing off him. And then, did you see him rip his shirt off at the end?
Yeah.
He's nuts. Yeah. My kind of guy. Him and Fitzpatrick are shirtless post-game. But that's bad enough. Your team, your baseball team, has been dominating all year. They won that division by a mile. Mm-hmm. You can win to the postseason. Bye-bye. That's a kick in the nuts.
One and done.
But at least they got the Flyers and Sixers, so they're good.
They were one and done.
Yeah.
Yeesh. On the same night. Oh, we're going to think about our Philly fans. We're going to move the game earlier. Let us watch both teams lose.
It's like, what? What's worse, diarrhea or vomiting? Good, I got both yesterday with my teams.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Gio in Baltimore wants to talk about the final play of the Phillies-Dodgers game. What's up, Gio?
Hey, guys. What's happening?
What's up, much. What's happening?
All right. Hey, remember the, what was that, the 86 World Series with Boston and the Mets? Who was the first baseman for Boston?
Yeah, Bob. Bill Buckner.
Yeah.
My favorite player.
What about it? Oh, you're comparing last night's play to that. I got you. No.
I mean, it's a fielding play that cost you the game, but one cost the World Series.
Well, you still had Game 7 after that.
One cost the World Series.
You're right. Everybody forgets you had a game seven.
Yes. But they had an opportunity there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. 410-583-1057.
But if he fields it, they win.
Baltimore's right. Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You're right. It, absolutely.
You're the bad guys won.
I hate that for Bill.
For Bill Buckner.
Yeah.
He's more popular because of that than he would
have
been.
Made a great Curb episode.
You know how many more people know him because of that?
Yeah.
But think about it. He's a Curb episode all about him when they throw a baby out the window in a building that's on fire for him to catch.
That's great.
Do you remember that?
Yes, that's great. The other thing with that,
was that
too.
Curb or Seinfeld?
Curb.
It was Curb?
Yeah.
100%.
Seinfeld had, Keith Hernandez and some of the other Mets on it. Going back to talking about Bill Buckner, because he was a pretty good defensive first baseman.
He was.
Right?
He had and multiple gold gloves, I think.
Being that guy that made the worst play ever.
I think he won multiple gold gloves, Jeremy. Mm. He was basically signed by Boston at that point of his career because of his defense.
Man, that sucks.
Isn't that? That is crazy.
We brought you in to make sure that didn't happen. And
I stand corrected. He never won a gold glove. He never won a gold glove. But he was regarded as an outstanding fielding first baseman and left fielder. Start off, I think, in left field. 410-583-1057 is the number. Rick Ritter joins us at 9:15, but on the other side there, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, I have a different one. I have to give it to me. You guys are not going to believe what I just did on a break, and I don't know how I'm going to explain this, but I'm going to talk about it.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time to give shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
Oh, I give it to myself. This is classic me. On the break, you know, I just walked out. I was going to get a soda for us. And
well,
not
for
in.
You guys, you never bring me a soda.
I will if you want.
I don't want one.
Yeah, I don't. Anyway, and I checked the mail while I was at it. She goes, you know, there's nobody delivers the mail anymore. You got to look on the table and see if you got anything. So there's an envelope here from an Italian society. And I, as you know, am proud of my Italian heritage. I am active in several Italian groups in the Maryland, the Baltimore region.
He listens to his GPS in Italian when he's driving.
That's true, actually. Helps me learn. Taking lessons, GPS.
It gets me lost.
Oh, that's right. You were in the car and had it on. I forgot about that. Yes.
Get caught?
Yeah, he's making fun of the thing the whole way.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I get the envelope. It's a society I belong to. I rip it open, assuming it's for me. Nope. It's a check for the station.
Do you get to keep it since you opened it?
I don't think so.
How much was it for? Can you tell us?
No,
it's a nice check?
Yes.
Ooh, it's a good one. Let's endorse that and see what happens.
Yes, I opened up a payment to the station. Because, you know, we get these letters, and very often they're for us because it's, you know, it's handwritten. I'm like, oh, it's stamp return address to an Italian organization. It's either me or Vinny. Vinny's not active in any of these.
I feel like Ed's like the mailman that delivers the Playboy magazines, not in the cellophane wrapping that is already open. It's like, how'd that happen? Shipping, man. The pages are worn out.
Stuck together.
I think I have to return this.
Jeremy, who gets your shovel?
Ohio woman. This is awful. So I'm just going to tell you guys, this is awful beforehand. She came, she saw, she sliced. I don't know if you guys saw the story. I'm just going to read you the headline here. Break in, balls out. An Ohio woman is the target of a police manhunt, or woman hunt if you want to call it that, after a ballsy break in at her boyfriend's home where she sliced open his scrotum.
Ooh.
Oh. Authorities have been issued an arrest warrant for accused scrotum slasher Janita Hopings after the 45-year-old woman allegedly kicked in the front door waving her 4-4 in the Toledo home. And barged inside to perform her amateur surgery on him with a sharp object.
There's no worse amateurism than surgery.
Please tell me what the sharp object was. Was it just something random that's just awful?
And rusty?
Yeah. I love the headline here from TMZ is the balls are in the cops' court now. Because it's up to them to find this alleged testicle terror. That's unbelievable. Could you imagine waking up to that?
No, like, I can't. No.
It's awful. Go ahead. Yeah, what? You got something?
Yes.
What is it, Ed?
More stuff that's in my brain somewhere that I don't know anyway, I don't know how I don't have nightmares every night. There was a drug war for a while when I was in the NYPD, and one of the messages they would send when they killed somebody, it was they would cut off his, what time is it?
You're good.
Cut off his genitals and put it in the victim's mouth.
Oh.
And you found them that way. Not only murder them, just humiliate them further. And it would send a message to other members of that group.
Is that the guy that you caught that was laughing? Or that's a different guy that switched
the
heads
in
the lab?
This was ethnic. This was Colombian stuff.
Oh.
The Colombians had a way of sending a message.
It's what Al Pacino and Scarface said. Colombians. Colombians. Can't trust them.
Sorry, my shovel goes to a guy who I hate giving this to because he's become one of my favorites on ESPN, but it looks like he's taking that turn too. My shovel goes to former NFL player and now co-host Chris Canty for this right here.
I'm at the point now where I'm starting to look at Brian Cashman and I'm looking at Aaron Boone and I'm wondering, are they wasting Aaron Judge because of how great he's been, not surrounding him with the right supporting cast, not putting the right pieces around him in the batting order? Are they doing enough to take full advantage of what Aaron Judge is bringing to the table? Because he was awesome this series. He was awesome these playoffs. He was awesome this season. It's now getting to the point where, because he performed in this postseason, we can now point the finger of blame to the front office and to management.
This postseason. What about last year when they were in the World Series and he acted like he never played outfield before? What about that postseason? Yeah. Because this is the same group of people that pull around Aaron Boone, that everybody, Aaron Judge, that everybody loved. Oh, you don't get Juan Soto, but you still won the free agency. Let me see. Cody Bellinger batted .272 with an OPS of .813 with 29 home runs and 98 RBI. What about Trent Gresham? He batted .235, but he had an OPS of .811 with 34 home runs and 74 RBI. What about Paul Goldschmidt, who had an OPS of .731? What about Ben Rice, who had an OPS of .836 with 26 home runs? Don't forget about Jazz Chisholm, who was a 30-30 man this year, who had an OPS of .818. Why are they changing the narrative all of a sudden? Giancarlo Stanton didn't play a lot, but he had 24 home runs, OPS of .944. These are the horrible cast of characters that were placed around. So now that Aaron Judge had a great postseason, now is the time for us to blame others for who you put around him. This is who was around him, and yet this is not good enough. Wasn't all the talk and how many 20 home run hitters was in that lineup, how this lineup was built for Yankee Stadium?
Dominguez was supposed to be the second coming this year, and you're going to see him look amazing. By the way, to add on to what you're talking about, the Yankees, $293 million they spent.
Exactly.
Only two other teams have spent more money. And oh, by the way, they had Juan Soto last year, and one of the teams that passed them spent $1 billion in the offseason.
So, come on, man.
The Mets.
What is it? What is this? Yeah. Come on, Chris Canty. I know you're a Yankee fan, man, but don't just look for something to say. Are you? I feel like Rashawn right now. Are you watching the games? Or you just skim through it. Seriously, they don't have enough around him. Let's talk about the pitching, for goodness sakes. With the money they spend on pitching, you were one of the top ones last year doing your victory lap that they bounced back from missing out on Juan Soto, and they put all the other pieces around Aaron Judge, and you were one of the ones that said they may be a better lineup from top to bottom even without Juan Soto now. And now all of a sudden, not enough. Man, now is the time to cast the blame. Not give credit to the Toronto Blue Jays, but give blame to somebody. Man, we lost it as a society. Nobody gets credit anymore. It's always somebody's fault. Nobody gets credit. Let's go to Rome in Colombia. What's up, Rome? Rome. Rome, Rome, hello? Rome. Yes.
There he is. Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, a couple quick points. We're trying to figure out if Snoop Huntley would be a better option quarterback. I think he might fit what the offense, you know, requires a little bit. And also the other couple things I'll say and just hang up that you guys.
Let's go back to Huntley. Why do you think Huntley is the better option?
Well, because I think he's a bit more mobile, and we've seen him in this offense kind of, or on this team, carry this team a bit. So I think, you know, with the way the offense is built around a more mobile kind of quarterback, I don't know if he's not Lamar, but he's far more mobile than this Cooper Rush kid. So I'm thinking it may be, but with the showing that Cooper Rush had, why not consider him, is what I'm saying, actually.
I mean, look, I get it. You're at the end of your rope here, basically, wondering, like, what we got to do and trying to figure out everything. You just paid Cooper Rush to come in here. He's a better quarterback than Huntley.
Period. I mean, it says.
I just wanted him to explain why I don't agree with him at all. Then again, I wouldn't pay you $5 for either one of these guys, though. That's just, but I'm definitely not going to put Huntley in there. I don't think a lot of him at all. He can't throw from here to Joe.
What if we need a quarterback sneak on the 2-yard line? Do you sub Huntley in then?
No. Put Andrews in.
Yeah. No. Rick Ritter joins us at 9:15, but on the other side, Ravens Rams. If the defense collapses again versus LA, is Orr gone during the bye week? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.